Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
A lot of people in Massachusetts are shoveling out and drying out today. Historically, high tides caused significant flooding all along the coast, with chunks of ice and snow coming in with the high waters. In Scituate, waves went over the city's seawall, flooding homes and forcing people to evacuate. In Revere, Police Lieutenant Thomas Malone says teams are trying to get parked cars out of slush right now before that freezes over.
As the temperature drops, we are concerned about cars being stuck or roads being impassable. Between the fire department, police, and the DPW, we're working to make sure the roads are clear and the cars aren't going to be permanent ice cubes.
In Boston, floodwaters poured into the Seaport District and Long Wharf. WBUR's Max Larkin was on the waterfront yesterday. He joins us in a warm, dry studio this morning. Good morning, Max.
Good morning, Deb.
So you were down at the Seaport yesterday near Long Wharf. What did you see?
Well, you'd come down from the north end, and you could kind of smell the problem before you could see it. You'd be walking into the wharf district, as they call it, and suddenly your foot would plant, and you'd smell the salt water in the air, and it was clear that there was still a sheet of seawater covering that neighborhood. And that was actually after the tide had peaked around noon. It was a really high tide, knocking over planters and grills. Over in the Seaport, it was worse. Somebody took a video of two dumpsters being dragged down the street by the flow of water down an alley. It was a very weird scene. I spoke to Mark Horbach and his wife, who happened just to have moved to Boston from Belgium last month. He was taken aback by what he saw.
The water was really hitting the walls here so much, also of the building next door. I don't know, there's quite some water there. I don't know if this is normal. We just moved to Boston recently, but this is crazy stuff.
And Max, what do officials say about how rare this kind of flooding might be?
Well, city officials and state officials said this is the worst flooding to hit Boston and the surrounding area in 40 years. It was a bit of bad luck. The storm was kind of intensifying right as a monthly high tide took place. But in an afternoon news conference, Mayor Walsh was quick to see the effects of climate change and all this.
If anyone wants to question global warming, just see where the flood zones are. Those zones didn't flood 30 years ago, some of those areas. Some of those areas did. But I think this is a reminder today of what could happen.
There is, it's worth noting, a resemblance between the photographs from yesterday and photographs from the blizzard of 78, where you would see cars in Revere and other coastal communities kind of covered in icy water. But there's also an unprecedented element here. I spoke to a spokesman for the Boston Fire Department, and he said no one from the department had really seen Atlantic Avenue a block away from the harbor flood in quite the way that it did yesterday.
Mm. And what do we know about damage?
It seems like the water stopped short of a point where it might have been really bad. The aquarium MBTA station was substantially flooded. I saw firefighters tending to flooding in a ballroom at the Marriott Hotel. General Electric reported that it saw some flooding at the construction site of its future headquarters in Fort Point, so they're coming to Boston too. But the company said it could have been worse.
Hmm. And what do you think can be learned from all of this, Max?
Well, it's sort of a strange thing, Deb, that in a coastal city like Boston, that we don't have more of a robust experience with flooding, that it isn't a part of ordinary life. It's a lucky thing. But in the climate science projections, they're anticipating that that will change, that new areas will be susceptible to flooding and more regularly as time goes on. The head of Boston's Climate Readiness Initiative told me that they're looking for ways to defend vulnerable neighborhoods like Charlestown, East Boston. But they're also trying to wake people up so that they don't have to have their house flooded in order to understand that this is a real threat. They publish maps of areas that might flood in 2030 and 2050. And I have to say, some of the flooding we saw yesterday matched those maps pretty closely.
Hmm. Well, WBUR's Max Larkin, thanks very much for being with us this morning.
Thanks, Deb.